It's time for some more inspiration, what I call motivational moments from Wade Randolph. Let me bring that back to you. All right, as a lot of you know, motivational moments is part of the Speaking With equation. And we like to bring you discussions that you can use. Through motivational moments, we're trying to get us regrouped, reinvigorated, refreshed and renewed, revived, so we can get on to the business of being our best selves. Sometimes I bring this discussion to you solo, but I also love speaking with guests, especially those who are really about the business of making motivating and inspiring their area of expertise. I had a great opportunity to speak with Mr. Wade Randolph a while back, and I'll tell you what, he brought to us a conversation that I know is something that is familiar to all of us, this concept of expending energy when it seems like there's no more energy to expend, pushing when it seems like there's just no way we can push anymore. Have you ever been there? Well, Wade Randolph has the cure for that problem for you. So I'm going to take you back to this blast from the past as I speak with Wade Randolph, great motivational speaker, as he encourages us to resume the push.
Well, Cole, it's very interesting. I appreciate you asking that. We are in and we live in a negative society. You turn on the news and the first thing you see is something about murder or someone about robbery. I'm sure we all are hearing about the Fort Hood shooting.
Yes,
or you talk to people and they often talk about what's bad in their life. Or you sit back and you open the newspaper and you see it's not good. We live in a negative society. Every day we're impacted with stimulus that tells us what we can do. So the only one that's going to change our mind is us. We've got to start putting those things behind us. We've got to start reading the books every day that put fruit in our mind. We've got to start turning on programs that stimulate us and stimulate our awareness. We've got to be willing to unlearn what we've learned in order to push forth and bring about a new level of consciousness.
You mentioned that new level of consciousness, and I'm wondering, when it comes to the negative messages that we're receiving and the impact that they're having on us, does it matter whether we receive those messages consciously or subconsciously, or do they have an impact on us either way?
I think they have an impact on us either way. We've got to be willing to be very careful of what people we're around. We've got to be very careful of what we allow to enter our minds. You know, sometimes you will hear people talk, and they'll be talking such a negative conversation that it affects you. So you've got to be willing to put yourself around that information that stimulates your mind, stimulates your growth, but also stimulates the better part of you.
Wow,
you know, there's an old saying that says, garbage in.
Yes, sir, garbage out.
You know, and that used to be true, but now garbage in, garbage stays in. Garbage stays in our mind, and we must be aware of what garbage that we are around on a daily basis that stays in our mind and pulls our energy, pulls our light, pulls our awareness of our greatness down. I was talking with Les, and I just created a product called Unlock Your Greatness. And I asked Les, because this was a conversation, you know, Carl, there are some conversations that you'll have in life that will change your mind but also change your life. And I asked him, I said, when you talk about greatness, why do you talk about that all the time? Why can't we just talk about being comfortable? And he says, Wade, comfort is a death trap. He said the human condition is to always growing, to always striving to be better than we were yesterday. But if you're comfortable, then I'm telling you, you're digging yourself mentally as well as physically an early grave. We've got to be always striving to bring out the best in us.
So there is no such thing as just mocking time. You're either moving forward or regressing.
There's an old quote that I love telling people, either you get busy living or you get busy dying. Which one are you going to do?
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. And it seems like either way, whether we're being busy living or busy dying, we're burning energy either way. It's just that one energy burn is working against us while the other is working for us.
You're exactly right. It's the energy burner. The greatest ability that we have, Carl, is the ability to decide. That's what makes us different. That's what makes us be able to get up in the morning and say, I'm getting out of here. That's what says when we run into hard times, that there's a little bit more that I can do. That's what makes us want to bring out the beauty in us when we have a dream, when we have a goal. But what are we deciding? Are we deciding just to give up and sit on the sidelines and watch other people move past us? Or are we deciding that even though it's tough, even though I've been knocked down, even though this dream hasn't come alive yet, I can still push forth? They say fall down 7 and get back up 8. We've got to be willing to get back up.
Mm. Do some people stay down longer than they need to out of fear? What are some of the reasons that people don't get back up? Or if they do get back up, don't get back up as quickly as they could?
You know, let's answer that in two separate questions. Why don't people get back up? Some people get knocked down so much they suffer from what you call possibility blindness. You know, there's a saying that when there's hope in the future, it gives you power in the present. What happened to our hope? I'm thinking back when the times and the days when there was slavery, and you would always listen to those slaves while they were picking cotton, while they were out in the burning heat, they would sing, and they would sing about better days to come. Sometimes, here's what real faith is. Real faith is knowing that you might be in your turbulent times, but having faith and looking and knowing that something soon will come if you keep working towards it. I'm reminded of a quote of a young lady while there was the Freedom March, and she sat down for a moment. She had to be in her 70s, and the gentleman came by and said, "You're sitting down, are you just tired?" And she said, My feet are tired, but my soul is re-energized." Sometimes we've got to go to that well call and re-energize our soul, energize our spirit. That might mean picking up the phone and talking to friends and just say, you know, give me some thoughts. That might mean getting a book and reading words that bring our energy and our insight up. That might mean even reinventing ourselves so that the challenges are not there to stop us. The challenges are there to help us grow into what we should be.
And I noticed... I'm sorry, go ahead.
What we have to ask is, what should we be?
Yes.
What are we striving to?
Yes. And that is definitely one of the things I wanted to ask you about, because I noticed that you've mentioned several times greatness. You've mentioned several times who we are. Is there a way that we can go about tapping into who we are and understanding how who we are can be developed so that we also tap into the greatness that is there? Is the greatness there to begin with, or do we have to do something to make greatness appear and then begin to develop it? Could we look into those questions when we come back? Wait?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can we look into those when we come back?
Oh, definitely. Let's take the conversation further and higher.
All right. Speaking with community, you're here at a great time. I mean it, a great time. How to keep pushing when you're tired of pushing. We know you're tired. A lot of you are. But you know what? You might be right there. And if you stop pushing now,